The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is like this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is the one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today, the central message of today's reading is the most fundamental principle of all religions, especially the Christianity. It is to love God in Himself and living in others. Scripture reading for today reminds us that we are created to love God by loving others, and to love others as an expression of our love for God. Our religious practices, like prayers, Bible reading, sacraments, and penance, and self-control, are meant to help us to acknowledge and appreciate the presence of God in our neighbors, and to express our love for God by serving our neighbor with love and sharing our blessing with others. The first reading presents Moses explaining the law to the Israelites after his return from Mount Sinai. He tries to make the people reverence and obey the law given by God as something that will bring them dignity, purpose, stature, distinction, and unique place in history. It reminds them that keeping God's commandments will give them God's blessing of long life, prosperity, and fruitful and peaceful lives. He promised them temporal rewards, that your days may be prolonged, that you may multiply greatly in the land, overflowing with milk and honey, if they remain loyal to God. They have to prove their loyalty to God by observing all the commandments. In the second reading, author of Hebrews tries to explain to them how much greater are the benefits they receive as Christians. Today's passage shows us how the world of religion and the priesthood come to their fulfillment in Jesus Christ, the self-sacrificing Messiah as the high priest. Paul puts that Jesus, affirms that Jesus, the new high priest, is superior to the world I praise for three reasons. Jesus cannot die and so does not need to replace generation after generation. Jesus is sinless and so need not offer sacrifice for personal sin. The Jewish priests were appointed according to the law, but Jesus is appointed by the word of God. Today's gospel, a scribe asked Jesus to summarize the most important of the Mosaic law in one sentence. Jesus cites the first sentence of the Jewish Shem prayer, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Then Jesus added the complementary law, "You shall love your neighbor as thyself." Thus Jesus says, true religion is loving God and loving our fellow human being. At the same time, it is by showing genuine and active love for our neighbors that we can demonstrate that we really love God. Jesus says he is loving God himself and in others by loving service. That is the only way a person can demonstrate real love for God, by showing genuine, active love for our neighbor. The great commandment in the law is really threefold. We are commanded to love God, to love our neighbor, and to love ourselves. We are to love God, for it is in loving Him that we are brought to perfection of His image in us. We are to love our neighbor and ourselves as well, because both of us bear the God's image, and to honor God's image is to honor Him who made us. We are to love our neighbor and ourselves as the way to love God. God gives us our neighbor to love so that we may learn to love Him. The command to love our neighbor as we love ourselves is a very demanding work. Yes, my dear friends, it was very hard for the Jews of Jesus' time, because they considered that only fellow Jews obeying the Mosaic law was considered as their neighbor. That is why immediately after defining this important commandment, Jesus tells them the parable of the Good Samaritan. He wanted to teach his listeners that we are all in need of our neighbor. Love for our neighbor is the maker of deeds, not feelings. It means sharing with others the unmerited love and mercy that God has given to us and lavished upon us. This is the love for neighbor that God commands in His law. Yes, my dear friends, we are asked to love God with all our heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, vitality, and human intelligence, since God is present in all the others. Any sin against another person becomes a sin against God. Hence, it is not sufficient to be reconciled with God by repentance. We have to obtain forgiveness from and reconciliation with the person we have hurt. So, that's why St. John says, if anyone says, I love God but hate his brother, is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother who has sinned cannot love God with whom he has not sinned. A person who loves God and believes in Jesus will be worthy in the kingdom of God. Loving God wholeheartedly and loving neighbors as oneself involves a lot of effort and sacrifice. That love leads us to eternal life. Amen.